Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome, everybody, to Smoky California on the West Coast. We are having ourselves a burn fest. No, we're not in Reno at this open desert area where they do something like that called Burning Man. We are in California in the West Coast. We are nationwide, but I hope you feel for us as we sniff the smoke in Northern California. Everything's on fire. And you wake up and go, wow, is this smoke? this is like smoke.
This is becoming an annual occurrence, unfortunately, because the state is so dry. There's just nothing there. But my car is black in color.
Right.
And to get out and go out to your car, and you have this little dusting, and you look really close, and you realize your car is covered in ash on the the front of your car. That is, and then you think, and you breathe that stuff.
I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with my co-host Todd Kunin. Our wonderful producer today is Chris. Chris, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
We appreciate you having you here. Denise is out. We miss her and hope things will go well. Remember, seek local counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO. Law Radio.
What's this? 529-7234.
Give me I got about 2 seconds.
That's the equivalent of those, when the light turns green, if you don't pound the gas right there, the person behind you is honking, come on, moron, get going.
Todd and I, man, it was a zipper today, man. We're cruising to get things done. It is the 7th of August, 2021. Remember, you are joining the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes, this is the most important part, sometimes informative show on earth. Look, we're not as good as the alien shows, but look, late at night, cruising up Nevada, when there's lightning and your car's breaking down and you're back in, way back in the middle of, I'm going to say the open plains, that's the best time to listen to those alien shows and maybe our show. But we're going to have an exciting show today. We're going to welcome a new affiliate in a second. But Britney's latest, what's going on? Is Britney free or not? Johnny Depp, we got some legal news on Johnny Depp. Lori Fallow and Chad Daybill. Bizarre is all I got to say is bizarre, those people. We're going to talk about tuna suits. Ready to that? Tuna suits. Yes, tuna suits.
I have one at my house.
I
never wear them to court.
I know you do, but think about what that's about. Weinstein gets a win. Bob Dylan, a $300 million lawsuit. We're going to talk about that against him and what happens. Someone's ripping on personal injury lawyers that I'm going to talk about concerning vaccines. And then what happened to a billionaire's estate? And which billionaire is this? And what freak weird thing happened that was so bizarre? It's just, I'm like, what? And we're going to talk about a little bit of the effects of what happened legally with this estate, and we got a few other things we're going to do. And, normally we have a thing called Case or No Case, and most people enjoy Case or No Case. And that's our wonderful producer, Cal Hunter, who is off. We give him a day or two off a year, And, of course, he does a thing called Case or No Case. We are going to actually do some second hour and third hour, but the first hour we're going to give it a break. Because we got a lot to talk about. But the most important thing about Radio Law Talk that I like to do, other than talking about the Amargosa Valley, because they're our first affiliate, we have a wonderful new affiliate out of Pennsylvania, WWCB 1370 AM, 94.1 FM. Get ready for the button in Cory, Pennsylvania. Go, Chris. You're so slow.
I'm not.
You are so freaking slow. That's okay. He's in there. Where are those damn titty bumps? I know they're here on the computer somewhere. I know he's running. He runs a lot of studios. He's bumping in here in our studio. But anyway, WWCB 1370 AM and 94.1 FM. Corey, Pennsylvania is our newest affiliate. Thank you for joining us. You're going to enjoy Radio Law Talk. You're going to be entertained. You're going to love it because Todd and I and Chris, the Three Musketeers, or the Three Little Pigs, whichever you want, are interesting people to listen to through this whole Saturday. Remember, you can tweet us or go to our Instagram. Just type in Radio Law Talk. We're everywhere. Go Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you know, and email us at info@radiolawtalk if you want to ask us a question. You can call in. Chris can't do more than one thing, so I don't know if he's going to be able to answer the phone, but we'll try.
But by the end of this show, Chris is going to be thinking that we're in here going, dance, monkey, dance. What can you do now? Oh, let's just go ahead and add all this stuff up. The new guy.
I still don't know what the sound effect you were asking for there.
Oh, I'll walk in. It usually goes, yay. I'll do it. Yay.
There we go. A little Foley. All right.
There it is. But we're going to talk about some interesting things. But remember, Todd and I, just so you know, we're both attorneys. Todd is a former prosecutor in Tennessee and in California and has his own criminal law practice. And I'm a personal injury lawyer that decided to be a radio host. And this is in our fifth year of Radio Law Talk. And we are at or over 100 affiliates, and we appreciate all of our listeners. But what is going on with Johnny Depp? You know, here's the situation. Let me talk about Johnny Depp really quick. So Johnny Depp, you know, and Amber Heard were married at one time. We've talked to you about that. And the interesting thing that's going on is a lawsuit first happens in England, right? So in England, the Sun, which is kind of like the National Enquirer would be here in the United States, posts something about him that basically said, you know, he's a wife beater, in essence, is what it said. Or I think it did say
that. I think that was literally what it said.
That was literally what it said, or something to that effect. And so he sued him for defamation, right? And the issue is, in defamation, you got to say, well, we can defend ourselves by proving the truth, right?
That's right. Truth is a defense.
Truth is a defense. And so what happened, though, is, so Amber Heard, his, and let me back up. The reason they did that is, what was the movie they were talking about?
It was, it was a new J.K. Rowling movie.
Right.
And he's already, and Johnny Depp's already played, I think, a couple. I forgot the name of the movie.
Yeah, anyway, we'll think of the name of the movie, but whatever it is, he was, and they said, why are you hiring this basically wife beater? And he sued, and those of you who've been living under a rock didn't hear about this. Look, he lost the case. They basically said, well, there's enough evidence here to show that Amber Heard told the truth that you were a wife beater, right? And then she testified about that.
It was a Fantastic Beasts. That is the movie franchise.
That's exactly
now, I like the guy they hired to replace him. So, because the movie studio dumped him, and the actor they hired to replace him plays a really good bad guy, if you want. So I think he's a tremendous actor.
Yeah.
So.
You see, we're learning. Chris is like, two. Dude, peace out. Peace out. Huh?
Chris is telling us we're number one. Oh, wait, sorry, that's not a number one.
Pennsylvania's like, what? Did we add this show? Who did we take? We took off Rush Limbaugh and put on Radio Law Talk. That's me. So anyway, but what's happening now is a lawsuits are now occurring. He's now suing his ex-wife in Los Angeles. No, New York, I believe. And what he's doing is he's saying that she defamed him in an op-ed, which an op-ed is like you basically... It's this little story, basically, in a newspaper. She'd never named him, but insinuated that he assaulted her, right?
That's right.
And it was a wife beater. And so now he is suing on that case, and there's a ruling. And I'm trying to – I don't want to tell you what the ruling is because it's very interesting what the judge says about a ruling of whether or not Amber Heard was, quote, telling the truth in some kind of important things that she said she was going to do to make her look good. And again, we're not on Johnny Depp's side. We're not on Amber Heard's side. But you know what we're going to do is we're going to talk about what the judge said and how this may affect her credibility and help Johnny Depp when we come back. Thanks for joining us.
portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
800-238-9182. Is this real life? Not really.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
Hey, Todd, Chris found the kitty bumps.
He finally found out. I'm waiting for the SpongeBob. 3 hours later, Chris finds the kitty bumps.
They're in there somewhere. I'll get them.
He's like, dang, kitty bumps are here somewhere. Throw me another kitty bump. Just I want to see
Where's
you really.
Todd?
Where's Todd? Yeah, give me another kitty bump, my friend.
You are loser.
Make that one again. I like that
you
one.
You are a loser.
Oh, we got the best kitty bumps in the country, man. We're talking about Johnny Depp and kitty bumps, man. Everyone's like, let's get out of this show. This show is so boring. Hey, we are going to talk about awesome. We're talking about Johnny Depp. And by the way, remember when we've been studying this for how many years, Tom? Probably 3-4 years, this case?
Yeah, we could almost call this Radio Depp Talk.
Without Johnny Depp, we have no show, man.
Yeah, it's because it's been going on so long. And I'll tell you, this case is a classic example of... Look, I know we're talking about money in the millions. That was the defamation and the back and forth and the divorce settlement. We'll talk about how that plays in. But when you talk about how much money Depp makes, and Amber Heard's not hurting. She's doing pretty well. But when you talk about how much he makes and spends, to me, that's the functional equivalent of somebody in my situation going through a divorce, and people are fighting over who gets the $100 annuity. Because it's...
You have that much of an annuity?
No, I don't. That's why it would be a fight. I don't have that much. And so, but this is a testament to sometimes in divorce,
That's right. It's
not really about the money. It's about two people that are just really sticking it to each other.
And what have we said? And what have I said as the host of Radio Law Talk and as the, just in my beautiful, you know, I'm very humble. In my
you're the most humble. In fact, we have an award. We have an award that we hand out that's an homage to the humility of Fred Penny.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's about the size of the Rock of Gibraltar.
But I told him, what have I said? Todd, you know, what have I told Amber and Johnny? What will I do for them? It's Fred Penny's gift to them for free. I will mediate their case.
Yes, that's right.
For nothing. They can come to the studio, and I'll have Amber one side and Johnny on the other, and I will say, now, children, let me talk to you about this. First of all, this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, it doesn't matter who did what to everybody. It's killing both of you. Shut up and go back to what you're doing. All right? All right, we're done. Anyone else? 15 minutes later, the case is settled. Fred Penny's the hero. That was it.
That's the way it ought to be. Of course, Johnny Depp would most likely show up to the mediation dressed in character as Jack from the Pirates of the Caribbean. Probably, all right, Mr. Penny. First, I don't agree with what you just said. Second, I didn't hear what you just said.
I love your impressions,
dude. He'd be going on and on about that. But, that would be funny, though. That
and
would
I'm
be
throwing funny. It out again. Johnny and Amber, I'm here for you.
And look, if Amber Heard, if you do the mediation, and if Amber Heard needs an emotional support attorney, you know, like those lap dogs that people take on planes?
Yes.
I'm there. Just, you know, throw me some kibble. I'll even wear a collar. No, I will not wear a collar. But look.
We're off the rails, guys. We're going off the rails.
If there's anything I can do to be of assistance, I'm a giver. I am here to give.
You're there to give.
I'm here for you, Amber.
That means you're on her side, not Johnny's.
Hey, Johnny doesn't need the emotional support. He's worth a billion. Okay, she's only a million. Yeah, she's down to her last 16 million probably, and dang it.
Aw.
I don't know how she gets by, and she's having to pay for inflated prices on tuna. We'll get to that one.
Yeah, that's exactly. $7 million she claims that she donated of her divorce settlement, she said, to the America Civil Liberties Union and to Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. That's what she pledged. Why is that important? Because apparently Johnny Depp is arguing that kind of tainted to make her look like a good person. And therefore, the issue is, he says, let's really find out if you gave that money. And the facts are she didn't. Now, she started to, but she did not give that money. And her argument with her attorney is, well, I've started to. I'm going to give it over the next 10 years, right? And so Johnny Depp brought a motion before the court that says, I want to bring this up to affect your credibility, right? And because in court, what you do is a lot of things can't come in for their actual, you know, the facts of the issue, but what they can come in for is to affect someone's credibility or make them look bad, quite frankly. And that's Johnny Depp and his lawyer's whole purpose here. And tell them what happened.
Well, This is interesting because sometimes when a person appeals a decision saying that there was a piece of evidence that unduly influenced a judge or a jury, they're speculating. They are speculating that that piece of evidence may have had undue influence. In this case here, they don't have to speculate because the judge, in talking about how great of a person Amber Heard was, actually cited in his ruling, and she doesn't sound like she's a gold digger here trying to get stuff, because she even, the evidence was that she gave the money to a charity and to the ACLU, the divorce settlement money. So
right.
How great of a person she is.
Depth judge attorney, says that.
They don't have to speculate that that affected the judge. The judge put it in writing in his ruling. Well, now, if Depp can come back and say, okay, if that was the basis of your thinking she is this great person, let's see if she really did give the money. And as of the time he raised the argument, the entire $7 million hadn't been given. A very small amount had. I don't know what she's given since, but...
probably very little.
But Johnny Depp just got a great ruling from the court over in England.
Yep.
Because he has subpoenaed... he has subpoenaed the records from the ACLU about charitable donations that have come in. They fought it.
They're fighting it. Yep.
And the court in England said, no, you got to turn that over. You have to turn, or the court said, it was American subpoena, you have to right. turn that over.
They told the ACLU.
Yeah, you have to turn that over to Johnny Depp, so Depp and his attorneys get to review the filings of the ACLU to see if she indeed did turn it over, and if she didn't, and the judge based his ruling on her statement that she did, in part, that's going to make it difficult.
And also the Children's Hospital Los Angeles. This is exciting. So for us as lawyers, is exciting. We're going to be back. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. We're going to get into Britney Spears. What's the latest? That's interesting. We'll be back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick 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 Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quick confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this better shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
Ever wonder how the credit card companies make their money? Well, think about this. If you owe $25,000 on five different credit cards and you make your minimum payments every month, here's what it's going to cost you. Are you sitting down? You'll shell out over $13,000 in additional interest, and it's going to take over 13 years to pay off your original $25,000 balance. That's how they make money. Now it's your turn to fight back by calling the Debt Solution Network. We'll work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. We promise we can and will reduce your debt. Call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis.
866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
More Americans finding jobs. The federal government releasing the unemployment report yesterday for July. Over 940,000 jobs added. The unemployment rate drops to 5.4%. We're still not at pre-pandemic levels, but President Biden says this is proof we're heading in the right direction.
Now, while our economy is far from complete, and while we doubtlessly will have ups and downs along the way as we continue to battle the Delta surge of COVID, what is indisputable now is this. The Biden plan is working, the Biden plan produces results, and the Biden plan is moving the country forward.
The report coming out after 25 states opt out of federal unemployment assistance in an effort to get more people back to work. This report, though, doesn't include a state-by-state breakdown. A fire burning for over 3 weeks in Northern California, making history. The Dixie Wildfire, now the largest single wildfire in state history, the third biggest overall. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Oh, stop it. I'm mean at this time.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
I like hearing our producer laughing in the background when he does the kitty bumps.
Because these are all new to him.
Yeah, he hasn't
That's
heard
right, he hasn't heard all of these.
They're fun.
Yeah.
You're gonna steal some.
No, after you've heard them for 3 years. But no, they're still fun.
Ones.
They're fun.
We've got some new ones.
We do.
Hey, you know, I want to thank Strauss Naturals, who sponsors this show. We appreciate, again, Strauss, naturals.com. They sponsor the show. We really appreciate everything they do for us. But we were talking about Johnny Depp. And, Todd, you were mentioning, well, about this, the win in New York, that everything, this stuff's got to be turned over to the courts back in England.
Yes. So they're going to, Johnny Depp's attorneys are going to be able to go through the filings of the ACLU. I forgot the name. What's the other name of the charity?
It's the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles.
Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. So they're going to be able to go through those filings. And look, they're not going to be able to go through the filings and then broadcast to the world every charitable donation that was ever made to them from anybody. So, I mean, there's certain amount of this has to be kept private and used in the context of litigation. But they'll be able to go in and see if Amber Heard has donated.
So now here's some interesting things now. So the next case going on, I was wrong. I was saying it was in L.A., New York. The main cases are in Virginia. Excuse me. The main case is in Virginia.
Yes.
That's the case where he's suing Amber Heard personally for defaming him. Here's the interesting thing. After all this came down and this ruling came down, or right around that time period, Amber Heard
in her case in Virginia just added another 300 pages of documents that are trying to show, expanding on the abuse allegations and trying to show what Johnny Depp has done to her, including, see scars to her face, bruises, scars on her arm, hair torn from her head, wrecked rooms, et cetera, et cetera. But so they're putting on the heat. And I'm telling you, I just don't know why they won't let me mediate this case.
Look, the amount that, so if Johnny Depp is thinking, first off, the question is let's say that the allegations were defamatory and that ultimately they're able to show there's no evidence that he ever, nothing to support her claim or the supposed claim that she was abused by him. Let's just say that that's the case. Well, I know when this case started, the question was, from a damages standpoint, and I know that just making the statement that that is per se a damage, the damages are presumed, but really from a practical standpoint, you'd want to go to Johnny Depp. How much is this really affecting you? Because, I mean, you're still making, he did get dumped by, I think it was Paramount, so he's no longer in the Fantastic Beasts. I think that they were ready to move on from him and Pirates. It was getting a bit stale, but so he's missed out on those.
He's at Disney, come on. He's the guy that sits there, you used to see him in the Disney shows, and I mean, when you went to Disneyland. Like what I'm saying, the character.
Well, you'd see his character. They probably still have his character there. They still have the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
But it looks
at
like
Disneyland,
him.
And it does look like him. But the question is, if when the allegations came out, right, back in, when was it, 2016, 2017, if 2017, when the Sun first ran their article, he didn't like it, but if he just let it go at that time, here exactly. We are in 2021, I don't think the public would have remembered it too much. The reason it stays in the forefront of the public eye is because the litigation continues to go, and every time there's an addendum filed, like you just mentioned, in the case, or there's a ruling, every time that happens, the public goes through, we cover it on the show, it's covered in the news, they go through, and they read the allegations all over again, and everybody makes the same analysis. Did he do it? Didn't he do it? And they all look at Johnny Depp askew and what happened, whereas if he just let it go,
well,
5 years later, maybe he's still with Fantastic Beasts.
We don't know, but at least comment on it and reject the claims, but don't file. And I'm not saying what he did was right or wrong. We're not speculating that. We're just wondering if you just dispute those claims and then walk away.
Yeah.
And then see what happens. I think with the pandemic going to come in, people don't care didn't care. I think it would have lost a lot of steam.
I think so too, because people would have gone essentially, okay, Johnny Depp, this is what happened. You could be upset whether it's right or wrong, but we're talking about people dying from a virus that could really wipe out a lot more people, and economies are being shut down and everything. We don't really care about some celebrity, Johnny Depp, who may or may not have been defamed.
Even though we're talking about it for a half hour now.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we move on to something more important like Britney Spears?
Go ahead. Sure. Well, the only other thing I was going to say is, now a lot of people look and they say, well, maybe the lawyers are stoking. But, Fred, you and I have both had a situation. If you're in the middle of litigation, unless there's something in your contract where you can get out if you and your client have a disagreement to a material way to handle a case, right? And the relationship with your client is irreparable and they need new counsel. A lot of times, most of the time, the decision to continue aggressive litigation like that, it's the client's decision. You know, Johnny Depp could call his lawyers at any time and say, all right, call off the dogs. The lawyers are a tool to implement the desires of the client. And so I think before lawyers get blamed for all of the litigation with the Johnny Depp stuff, look, there are lawyers that will litigate to your last nickel, and if you want to go after and do what you're going to do, as long as they're not crossing any ethical boundaries, I think Johnny Depp's driving the boat as far as the aggressive litigation is concerned, from his standpoint.
Maybe.
But,
the client can say we're done, and they have to move on. But let's talk about hashtag Free Britney. And this is important because I know a lot of people have called me and said, man, I'm glad you're talking about Britney. There's a thing called an ex parte hearing. Let me explain this in advance so we know what's going on. So Brittany, as we talked about in the past, has switched pretty much everybody, got rid of everybody. She's got a new lawyer, and she's trying to get rid of her father, Jamie Spears, and we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Trying to get rid of him from the conservatorship.
Right.
For those of you that don't know the Britney Spears, she's trying to get rid of her. What? How could she get rid of her father?
Yes, good but heavens. Yeah, get rid of him as a conservator. I was getting at that. You're sharp today, man. Boom.
Oh, I've been up since 4, so, you know.
He's shaking. He's had a little bit too much coffee.
We're coffee.
or whatever you have, Mountain. So here we go. So what happens is Brittany is basically saying, either telling her lawyer or the lawyer saying, let's get an ex parte hearing, get this, because they've got a hearing September 29th, I believe, yes, on to determine whether or not Jamie Spears, the father, is still the conservator. And apparently it's causing her stress, and she wants to do it quicker, and they can do what's called an ex parte hearing to ask the judge to quickly hear this or hear this in advance. Kind of like put us on the front of the line to hear this, and a lot of times judges hear ex parte hearings, usually, I'm talking about in the West Coast, like on Fridays, right? It's at Fridays. They have a certain days. They hear it maybe on Monday. There's certain ex parte hearing dates. And basically that's the judge. All right, I've got all my calendar, but on the side I'm just going to look at these really quick and see if I can get this ruling. And by the way, the name is Judge Brenda Penny, spelled P-E-N-N-Y. I'm P-E-N-N-E-Y, so there's no relation. But so what they're trying to do is they're trying to quickly get this hearing done so they can get rid of, as the conservator, her dad, Jamie Spears. Now, here's some interesting things.
Really quick question. I just want to clarify something here. We keep saying the word ex parte, which refers to somebody going to see a judge and the other party isn't present when you go to see the judge.
Right.
Is this an ex parte hearing, or are they seeking an expedited hearing to get before the judge before the scheduled court? They say, look, that's too far out.
Yeah, the answer is, I don't know. I'm assuming, though, they're going to have to ask ex parte to get that hearing. You know what I'm saying? So, in other words, they can go in quickly and say, hey, I want to get this hearing right away.
So the ex parte nature is just the request to reschedule the hearing.
Right,
But when the hearing is held, the other party will be
exactly
there.
Exactly right. Yes. I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't clarify that. That's
just
exactly
want to make
right.
sure.
Yes, we're clear on that.
I was like, holy Toledo, wow.
No.
L.A. is progressive.
No, they're going to get him in there and say, look, we want to hear this right away. Sometimes the judge will give an extra few days for the other parties. I bet they might not have their briefs, but if I'm the other party, what are you going to say? If you're Jamie Spears' attorney, what you're going to say is what, Todd? You're going to say, I've got to prepare for this. I don't have the time. I got till September 29th. There's a lot for me to do to oppose this motion.
Absolutely.
Right?
I mean, that would create a toxic relationship.
Right. That's a shocker. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about Britney Spears. Yeah, there she is. But I want to talk a little bit about her dad's salary and what he's making. And this, we're neutral here compared to what Britney is being paid. And then you make your decision about what you think is going on. So we're going to talk about Britney. We're going to finish that up. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, let's talk about Lori Fallow and Chad Daybill. Interesting. I'm going to be careful what I say about them, but they're interesting. We'll be back after this.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been...
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival, Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Todd had his kitty.
How did that happen?
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Todd, have you thought about, I know you're going to be very gracious and help out Amber Heard, but if Brittany needs help, can you help her out too?
You know what, I think that I could multitask. I might be able to pull off being the emotional support attorney for both Brittany and Amber. At the same time, I'm willing to give it a shot.
Are you? And you're going to charge? How much are you going to charge?
You know what? I would probably do that pro bono. No fee at all. No fee whatsoever. That's in pro per. I'm a giver. Attorneys are supposed to do charity work, a certain amount of charity work every year, to accrue that to help out the less fortunate. And look, I'm willing to give it a shot.
You're so pious.
Well, you were talking about the humility award that you're going to get, for that, and I figure I can't let Fred steal all the humble glory.
Yeah.
is that not a contradiction in terms? If ever I heard a paradox, the glory of being humble.
So we have a lot of people talking about People magazines. We've got CNN. We got you name the news network. They all have articles and talking about Britney Spears. But I know the CNN article did mention this about Britney's father. And this I didn't know.
How did she describe the relationship with her father? What word did she use?
Toxic, basically.
Yes, it was a very toxic relationship.
Oh, that was so funny. So you put on Britney's thing. All right.
Yeah, well, no, I put on nothing that Britney has.
Is that what her song is called, Toxic? What is it? But what is that song called? I'm not a Britney.
It's called Toxic.
Do that again. Woo. All right.
Yes.
I'm excited about that.
You know, Fred, you want to calm down a little? I mean, yeah. your enthusiasm and energy level is just like blowing me away right now.
Guess how much she's getting paid? I know you know that. Chris, you haven't talked to you. We'll put you on the mic. So, Chris, you don't know this. How much per month is her dad being paid to be the conservator for her?
I heard about this. I was listening to this the other day, and I think he makes somewhere around, like, I don't know about I think it's like $80,000 a year he gets paid.
$18,000 a month. Yeah, that's close to your salary.
I need a new job.
Chris is like, I'll be the conservator of Brittany. I'll take care of that. So, look, $16,000 a month and $2,000 is allotted for monthly office expenses. Like, what kind of office do you have?
Yeah, how much time do you spend at the office? Yeah. You know, managing your daughter's finances.
Now, what the allegations are, too, is that's $2,000 more than Brittany's allotted for her spending money for the month.
So my mad money is only $16,000, and Daddy gets $18,000. That's not fair.
I'm on her side on that one. I don't care. She's the one doing all the dang work. And, you know, they're doing it, and she gets paid less than the guy that's overseeing it? Come on,
yeah,
man.
She is paying him.
Yeah.
She is paying him $2,000 more than he allows her to withdraw from her own bank account.
And not only that, what is that? The other conservator is getting security worth some outrageous $100,000 a year in security for the, not Brittany, but for their other conservator, the lady that's the other conservator. Well, this is what her attorney wants to do. Her attorney, this is what's interesting. They have never said they do not want to have a conservator for her. And what we've said here on Radio Law Talk in the past, which is, I think, very important, is all the people grabbing for Brittany's money and wanting her attention, I think it's important she does have someone like that, because she can say, I can't hand you any money because I'm not in control of it.
Right? I think her lifestyle could get very toxic.
There it is.
It could get extremely toxic if she's not careful. You know, this reminds me.
Where's the drum roll? And I mean, that's so old and such a bad joke that, and he keeps pushing it. You know, people who just keep pushing things that just are not doing well. Yeah, that's toxic.
It creates a toxic relationship.
He told me to play it every time he says toxic.
I told you to play it every time anybody says toxic. Didn't you say toxic?
I did. Yeah.
Okay. This relationship reminds me. A couple of years ago, I went down to the Warner Brothers studios.
I remember that.
And I went down to the Young Entertainer Awards ceremony because I teach acting at a studio. And
they thought you were the grandpa.
Well, we were part sponsors of it, right? And so we're there, and look, these actors, the one who won the award for best actor under the age of 10 in a drama, she was in a show with Charlize Theron. I mean, these are very successful child actors, right? But the thing that cracked me up was all of them. He got these kids. The oldest one that got an award was maybe 14. And the younger ones, this was their acceptance speech. I was really happy, read through the scripts, and that was really good. Clearly something that mom and dad had prepared for them. And I'm really hoping that, I'm really looking forward after the awards show on this show that I probably made $500,000 for. I'm really hoping mom and dad let me go to Disneyland with them if it's open, because I think that would be really cool. And I'm watching that, and I'm thinking, at what point does the kid, as they progress, get to the point where they're like, hold on a second here. When do they realize that I paid for this house? I paid for this mortgage. It's my career that is actually doing all this. Mom and dad are overseeing my career. And what happens when you get parents, as the child gets older and gets to be an adult, and the parents don't want to give up the gravy train that is their child, And I think that the Free Britney crowd is thinking that's what's gone on here. They're treating Britney's dad as if, look, it got to the point where they didn't want to give up the millions. So 15 years ago or whatever, they got a conservatorship. So now they have to step in. They give her allowance. He still pays $18,000. That's the way people approach it. That belief is being fostered by the way Britney Spears, or further stoked by the way Britney Spears is talking about it. I would be interested to see what's really going on. I think the thing that we absolutely know is that none of us have been given the whole story.
That's exactly right. We've got to jump on dad's side, Jamie. He's saying, look, his sole motivation is just love for his daughter, right?
And $18,000 a month.
And well, but you know what? He deserves something, obviously. He's doing some work.
Well, if his sole motivation was just for the welfare of his daughter, you'd probably go, you know, I got enough money, I won't take anything.
Right, and I don't know what he's got at all. But he's saying that he's protecting his daughter and that she's having some issues. But don't forget, Britney's allegations, again, allegations is her dad was mismanaging the funds and basically pilfering something, you know, doing improper things with the money. So what they've done is her attorneys are saying, we don't want to take away a conservator. We want a conservator in there, but we want this individual out of Southern California that is a CPA as the conservator. Oh, and by the way, he's a forensic CPA. And those of you who don't use forensic CPAs like our firm does, that's a person, not just a normal CPA, but that knows how to do analysis and figure out where the money went. That's their job. How's the money spent? Where's the money go? And they want this person as the new, quote, conservator, and his name's Jason Rubin. Shout out to him. I guess he got some shout out from Southern California. And there's a reason they're pushing to put him in, because he's going to go, let me look at the books while I'm here.
Exactly. Now, this argument that she's making, that, look, we're not saying we don't want a conservator, we just want the different person in. That represents a shift from what she was saying in that first court hearing that went public because somebody recorded it. Because how many times did she say in that hearing, I want to end the conservatorship, but I don't want to have another evaluation? So she was saying, I want to end the conservatorship without a further evaluation of my mental health. I want to end the conservatorship. We can do this. Now that she's got counsel that she has retained, that she has gotten to choose, we see that the argument's shifting. The desire is shifting a bit to, okay, well, it's not that I don't want the conservatorship. I just want my own CPA to go in and check it out.
Right. Well, and so, as a conservator, right?
Yes. As the conservator.
But we're gonna follow that, and I'll tell you right now, we're gonna have some really interesting discussions about this. It's not going away, neither is Johnny Depp's. But when we come back hour two, we are a 3-hour show. We're 9 to noon live Pacific time. We're going to talk about Idaho prosecutors trying to seek the death penalty on the Chad Daybill case. Let me tell you, a shout out on Fireside to my friends Ray and my friend Ariel, who I do during the break on Fireside. We do a chit chat with the new Fireside app, which is going to go public soon. Right now it's in its infancy. But shout out to them, because they asked me a question like, well, tell me about Chad Daybill. They didn't know much about it. I'm shocked. But if you guys ever want to watch, just look it up. And I'm not sure if it's one of those big show, the 2020 or Dateline, or one of them has a whole thing on it.
So very, very toxic personality.
Yeah, very interesting.
I'm not doing it.
Don't do it.
Chicken.
When we come back, we'll straighten ourselves out a little bit, and we'll talk more about the latest. And we're going to have a case or no case. We'll be back.
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer,
excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.